Energy Draining by Derek Morrison, longer version. Solar farms built in northern climes, skyline monuments, wind turbines. Nuclear still generates much heat, while Gaia Man claims it can't be beat. Oil's demise has been much tracked, but now the shale is truly fracked. The Arabs then lowered the price, both prolonging our fossil vice. Nuclear can still create much steam if new stations brought on stream, but for this all costs are high. It's Fukushima where sentiments lie. Renewable energy makes much sense, but question why the great expense as subsidies sucked from states' teat for climate targets they claim to meet. So the wind can blow at wrong time, turn it off, still profits climb, or turbines where the wind don't blow. It doesn't matter if they go slow. Or one large turbine claims no harm while marking spot for future farm. Subsidies should be no objective, else energy policy becomes defective. Politicians creating one green mess, no conviction, just soundbite press. Producing energy is much less tough than finding ways to store the stuff. But when man first burned the stick, nature showed it has solved the trick. So energy is stored in fossil fuels, but now we must follow different rules. For our energy must come clean, power must fly under banner green. But how to store the wind and sun? Not thought about as policy spun. Hence now we pay to grid not feed, if wind and sun their power no need, renewable energy going to waste, from policies made in unseemly haste. Green power storage must be cracked, for move from fossils to be backed. Much conversion figures in this quest, although no solution has yet proved best, but a certain irony has come to pass. Green electricity is turned to gas, or it can be used to power a pump, moving water uphill for later dump, or compressing air can be its fate, or driving turbines at later date. So much reliance on man's ingenuity for squaring circle of energy security. If our leaders don't grasp this nettle, then Lovelock's Gaia may matter settle.